That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
Thanks again, Hank. My name is Jock Reynolds, and I'm here with some key pillars of the Jock Reynolds fantasy footy community. Here again with Peter Higo, Higginbotham. How are you, Peter?
Very well, thank you, Jock.
And, of course, the irrepressible Crouching Tiger. How are you, mate?
Welcome.
Now, a lot of water's sort of gathered a bit of moss since we last talked, boys. There's been a fair bit happening, hasn't there?
Yes, the trade selection period has happened. Pre-season training has commenced in earnest. Two key fundamental realizations, Jock.
Okay, what have you got, mate?
One, fool's gold.
Fool's gold?
That is GWS.
Oh, gee, they took their fair share of draft picks, didn't they, mate?
Yes. Fool's gold would be the super coach punter to pick any but one of these players.
The general, like Johnny Patton, number one draft pick, looks a good type, doesn't he?
Incorrect. I was thinking Dylan Scheel may come into calculation.
Gee, he's a good young kid, Dylan Scheel.
Extremely hard midfielder, high averages to date, and a goal kicker, proven goal kicker.
That equals points, doesn't it, mate?
It does.
Well, look, I've got to say, I've got at least two on my radar, mate, and I think Higo's correct. Peyton, if any of you out there are thinking about young John Patton, the general, I'll call him the general, Jock Reynolds will call him the general, leave him alone. He's a big, solid boy, and he's going to be a great footballer. Fantasy relevant? Nah. Steer clear of him. He's going to be no good. But two young kids picked up at 17-year-olds, as a 17-year-olds, that I'm going to call the Aspendale Flyers, Dylan Scheel and Adam Treloar. They'll be cheap as chips, right down in the bargain basement. I think you're around 99 grand in the Supercoach scales. Pencil them in. Dylan Scheel, Adam Treloar. Now, good mate Graham Yates. I mean, love the man. He's a good bloke and all, isn't he? Yep, you've met him, haven't you? Huh?
Yes, yeah. He's...
Graham Yates has been down in Ang Stingrays where Dylan and Adam came through. Here's what he had to say about Dylan Scheel. AFL player in the making. Reckon if he was put in an AFL system tomorrow, he could play next week. Absolutely. He's very quick. He's powerful. Strong over the ball. Kicks the ball well. Now, we all know Yater can carry on a bit. But he's liking Treloar also to young Joel Selwood. Elsewhere on the worldwide internet blogs, I've heard an alignment with Sean Burgoyne as well. Both cheap as chips. Both Greater Western Sydney. I think they're the two GWS boys that I'll be keeping an eye on.
Jock, could you have both in your team?
Think you can, mate. Think you can. Look.
I think you are stupid.
Oh, look. If you got two bloody good players, I'll make an analogy, right? You got a can of VB in one hand, can of VB in the other hand. Would you pick a can of Tui's Red just because it's on a different bloody bench? Would you? You know, it's like if you got two good players, you pick them. Well, I'd like to skip on to a couple of tips for next year coming out of the draft. Now, Tommy Mitchell, son of Barry, I'm going to call him Sob. Should have gone top five. Of course, Sydney got him with the father-son, so he got picked at number 21. Now, what that means is you'll be able to pick Tommy Mitchell up in your Supercoach and Dream Team teams at the bargain basement level. Now, Jason Phelan, good old Philo, says that the Swans have got themselves a contested ball clearance specialist in Tom Mitchell, and I'll tell you, he's on my radar.
Good call, that. Look, as Crouching has taught me, there is a yin to every yang. While Collingwood is hopefully on the down, I do see plenty of upside for the Tigers. I say this because in my modelling, Richmond Football Club has five key players in their kernel. Deludio, Martin, Cotchin, and up forward Riewoldt, and down back Newman. On top of this, a pick that must be considered, Tom Derricks, did not play due to injury. Big word down at the club. He will play many games. And while you're at it, we've got Dylan Grimes. They've recruited well. they've gone for the no ragdoll policy, recruiting the next Tyrone Vickery in Todd Elton, Arnott, the ego, arms bigger than egos, and I see a great upside down at Richmond worth putting in your team.
Well, the jungle drums are sort of thudding away about the Tigers, mate. Now, I was particularly interested in when you mentioned young Derricks. The beginning of last season, I had my eyes on him. What did he do? Did he just sort of faded off the scene? Did he get injured?
Yes, injury twice, actually. On the verge of selection, would have definitely played.
Because
ankle injury.
He looked a big, solid type, ready to play. So if he's coming in and you're saying he's going to rack up some games this year, I think I'll be quite happy with that selection.
Many selections at Richmond. Dylan Grimes. Forget the Melbourne Grimes. Grimy. Keep your hands off. Dylan, for me.
Now, on the ruck, so we've got Derricks there as well as those other Tigers who might be... Geez, I love the look of Cochin, by the way. What a beautiful footballer. Now, feel-good story of the draft. Big Oren Stevenson from Geelong. Fan-bloody-tastic. He's toiled away. He's been hacking away in the VFL. Won a few of those Liston medals. He's 29. Now, he will be a bargain basement price player who's going to pretty much toil away in the ruck every week. So I reckon just about every man and his dog will lock him in. I'm going to call him Uluru. We all know the old Ayers Rock Uluru. He's a...
Crazy. Why'd you say Uluru?
Because he's old and he's big, hey?
Just shit joke.
Well, there's Oren Stevenson. Obviously, lock him in. I think I'm not a lone ranger already talking about Oren Stevenson.
Silent.
Crouching.
Stop talking this nonsense. Before you pick individual player, you must focus on strategy.
Strategy's massive, isn't it, mate?
I love strategy.
You are a strategic man.
I'm genius.
What?
Silent. You must think first. Last time, last podcast, I talk paint the fence. I talk...
Didn't that carry any
wax trick? Silence! I talk... wax the car. I talk sand the floor. This very cool, but first, team structure. Key strategy, team structure. You must remember, half your team fixed, half your team valuable.
That sounds like a home loan, mate, for your house.
No, no home loan. It's more like marriage. I marry Mrs. Tiger.
Lovely.
Something fixed. I must do romance. I need to work around the house. Something's variable. A sex life varies.
Oh, yeah.
Not the same. Other thing variable is right. Size of her bottom.
No, oh. My well.
When we marry, Mrs. Tiger have bottom like prawn dumpling. Prawn dumpling. You ever eat prawn dumpling?
Oh, I love a prawn dumpling.
I would like to eat a prawn.
Silent. Prawn dumpling. Now, Mrs. Tiger have bottom like banquet for six.
Oh.
So super coach same. You pick team. Half variable, you trade up, trade down, some cash cow, not all. And half fixed, you must pick player you know is good.
It's about the balance, isn't it, mate?
This is right. This is why I like not GWS. Do not pick Gold Coast.
Well, the two of you are both quite against Greater Western Sydney, where I see quite a bit of value there. Surely if you pick two players, at least two players, you're going to have in your team, aren't you?
You pick two players from GWS, and you are falling into Kevin Sheedy's master plan, which you, in fact, revealed to me.
Right, I suppose this is an appropriate forum now. We all know great Kevin Sheedy and his marketing wizardry. He's been waving that wand of his around.
You listen, this good.
Thanks, Crouching. We all know Kevin Sheedy's been in the press as a super coach specialist for the Herald Sun, super coach for the last few seasons. Now, we all know Kevin's a competitive man who will go to the nth degree to...
I see him take photo at football.
What he's done here is he has been signed on as GWS. The underlying motivation is to recruit as many Muppets as he possibly can, sell them off as guns, get us all to put them in our Supercoach and Dream Team teams. In the meantime, he's going to be ticking away on his Supercoach team. He's going to put in the real guns and he's going to be laughing at us. This is all a big ploy just to get himself to the top of the Dream Team and Supercoach leagues, up the rankings.
I'm not sure about that. However, what I am sure, which is more than just rumour, innuendo, creative use of the grey matter, Kevin Sheedy is by far a more superior coach than Nathan Buckley.
Now, you've had a bit to say about Bucks. We were down at the RSL just the other day, mate, and you've happened across a bit of information. Do you want to expand on that today?
There have been some fractions down at Collingwood.
You love your fractions, don't you?
I do. Particularly improper ones, and I feel that Buckley is an improper coach.
Right.
There's a general feel around the Bowling Green that Buckley is blubbering, unintelligible, perhaps a room temperature IQ.
Ha! I know this. I think, in the great pinball game of life, Buckley flippers, little too far apart.
You mean he's like a full six-pack of Tui's Red without that plastic thingy holding all the beers together? Is that what you say?
Yes. I don't want to go down on the record as such, but I think this will affect his coaching ability, so steer clear as much you can of Collingwood players when selecting next year. Crucial.
Well, there you have it. All's not well down at Collingwood. Could be in for a rough year, and try and steer clear of their Supercoach and Dream Team players.
Jock, 10 cubed. What is 10 cubed?
Sounds like 10 boxes of the Tui's Red 30 can cubes, mate. That's a bloody fair haul. Who's got that?
Well, 10 cubed is the equivalent to 1,000. And following this 10-cubed principle I have formulated could, in fact, get you in the top 1,000 for Supercoach.
Righto. You're going to have to break that down for the Luddites like me.
10 premium locks. 10 sub-premiums.
Right.
And 10 cash cows, at most. Now, if we can link Club of Origin, if we can link team trending data, and stick to our 10 cubed, then we are looking good for success in 2012.
Now, I'm all right. Okay, so you're saying 10 guns, 10 premium locks in your team. Then on the other end of it, 10 cash cows, so 10 rookies who are coming up through the ranks. Now, what sort of player are you thinking about when you're talking about your sub premiums, mate? Are they your has-beens or will-bes, or I'm just trying to place that middle 10 tier?
I know this. You look player who has very good reason for more success. I think Jared Waite. I think Tyson Heppel, Nick Lowa, many player. Proven player, Isaac Smith. He ran like turkey through rice field.
Righto, so we're looking for that player on the up. Right, I like it. The 10 cube rule. 10 premiums, 10 sort of thereabouts, and 10 rookies. Now, one fella who's hitting people's radars, Paul Pleasure, you probably would have called one of those mid-tier players back in the day.
Yes. He will again be sub-premium.
Well, the rumour is he might come in right down at the very bargain basement. He played one game last season and only scored a 13. I don't know. If he was coming in around the 200,000 to 300,000 mark, I'd steer clear. But, geez, I'd be tempted if he's cheaper than that. A bit of a risk. And that shoulder of Paul Pleasures, that'll just pop out like a balloon. All right, well, there you have it. I think we might tie it up, boys, if that's all right. Now,
Can I just say again how bloody fantastic? I think we've got a real good mix going here, and it's great to have you guys in the show.
Well, welcome.
Now, I just want to have a quick couple of messages, just a bit of housekeeping. Our listeners out there, it would really help us if you could jump onto Twitter and tweet about us. You could just jump up and say, have a listen to this, we enjoyed that. We really want to get the community out there because we're all about helping people and helping them achieve immortality in their workplaces, homes and families. Really start beating the drum for us, we'd be really appreciative of that. Now, I'm struggling to pick up many mates on the Facebook, boys. I've only got about 25 mates on Facebook. If you could jump on there and I'll be your friend and like me there, that'd be good. Now, one thing you can do to give yourselves the edge is you'll notice on the website, we're putting up articles pretty frequently, and down the bottom of this podcast page on the website, you'll see a subscribe button. Now, pop your email address in there, and what we'll do, every time we pop something up on the website, you'll know about it. You'll get an email straight away, but we'll also send you guys a little bit of gold that the others won't get. So pop your email address in there. There's more Jocks Locks on the way, and Higo and Crouching will be contributing to the website.
I have about 5 Facebook friends, which is pretty good for me, actually.
Well, that's a good start, mate. Any luck on the romance stakes at all, Higo?
My Mrs. Tiger have sister in Myanmar. She definitely go for you.
Oh, well, there you go, mate. There you go. Well, look, mate, the world's your oyster. Those telemarketers, have a chat to them and practice on a telemarketer, mate. Hey?
Oh, great idea, mate.
Okay, well, that's what we're about. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Get on the website. We want to see your comments. Join in. We're having great fun, and we hope you are as well.
Welcome.
Okay, bye all. Well.